This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1987. And hello there, this is Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, new from the Publication Center, the enlarged type edition of the world-famous National Radio Club AM Radio Logbook. It's over 150 pages thick, three-hole punched, 8.5 by 11 size, computer-generated fresh when you order with current station information. It contains the basic most wanted information on each radio station. No more squinting at the small type of the old book. It's available in the U.S. and Canada to National Radio Club members only for U.S. $19.95. Non-National Radio Club members are U.S. $22.95. Overseas orders, please write to the Publication Center for the price on that publication. If you wish to order that book, you may contact Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, at the Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, and the zip code is 13661. Recently, we had two members contact us regarding problems with their cassette tapes. If you should experience such a problem, either the tape was not bulk erased properly before it got to you, or the tape is blank, please send it back to us as soon as possible, especially if you're subscribing via the returnable rate. We need that cassette back to you so that we can send it back to you, and then you can listen to it and send it back to us for the next edition. So please contact us as soon as you have a problem and let us know. On another note, the mailing list for the DX Audio Service is being done out of the headquarters in Cambridge, Wisconsin. So if you are renewing or changing your address or have some other information, such as information for the ham radio column, please be sure to send that to headquarters. Send it to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And that information will get to us just as soon as possible. Other information to be sent to Mike up at headquarters includes the DX change column. Until further notice, send your sale, rent, buy, etc. items to the headquarters address instead of to Tom Farmery's address. We will run the items on a space available basis here on the audio service. A couple of items sent in for this deadline will be read a little bit later if we have time here on the audio service. Otherwise, we'll cut it for a later service. But if you have anything to buy, sell, or trade, be sure to send your list in to Mike at headquarters up in Cambridge. Also on the ham radio list, if you are a licensed radio amateur, be sure to send your call letters, your class of license, and your bands of operation to Mike at the Cambridge headquarters so we can put together another ham radio list. It seems that we have a lot of members of the National Radio Club which are licensed radio amateurs, and a lot of people that don't know that their friends are. So perhaps we can get this information all compiled, and well, this winter, when it's kind of cold outside, we can at least talk to each other via ham radio. Speaking of which, I have a letter here from Tom Likens, who says, "My name is Tom Likens, WD4RWU, general class, operating on 75 and 40 meters, plus 2-meter FM. I'm the net manager of the Morning Kentucky Phone Net, which meets every day of the week at 1330 Zulu on 3.960 kilohertz. I'm also active on cycles 1 and 2 of the daytime 9th region net, which meets on 7.284 megahertz at 1845 Zulu and at 2200 Zulu. I'd like to hear from any hams in the service who may be interested in starting a net. For those of us who are interested in discussing AM radio, if anyone is interested, have them contact me either in print, braille, or cassette." And this is from Tom Likens, L-Y-K-I-N-S, 419 North Lock Avenue, Louisa, Kentucky, L-O-U-I-S-A, and the zip code is 41230. I might add that at one time there was a National Radio Club net on the air, but it just kind of fell apart due to lack of interest. And if anyone would like to take charge and try to get it back together, I think that'd be a rather grand idea. I myself am still a novice and operate mostly on the 40-meter band at 7135 CW. So if you hear KB8 BMQ in there, give me a hassle, will you? Also add to the list, Tim Hendel down in the Sunshine State of Florida. And Tim, I've only had one contact with Florida so far. His call sign is KC4BBI. He says he hopes to upgrade to technician or general very soon. Also, Tom Dimio of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tom's call sign is K3DOL. He's an advanced class, operates 80 and 40, mostly CW and a little bit of SSB. So, Tom, look on 7135 for me, usually on the weekends. Many of the members to the audio service send us information from newspapers and magazines concerning radio, and we'd like to bring up a little suggestion here. When you send in an article to us, send us the entire article. Sometimes we get a little thing on the bottom that says continued on page 16, but there's no page 16. So please send us the whole thing. Also, let us do the final trimming of the article. We get them here with letters missing on either the left or right column, and obviously that makes it hard for us to read, and when we publish it in DX News Magazine, there's some information missing there, too. If you send us 9-page articles, the odds are not as good. You will see it in print. We don't mind reading the material, but there's not too much room to read a lengthy article. Also, put your name on the material and not just on the envelope. That way we'll be sure to give you credit for sending that information to us here. You might want to put your name and also the newspaper or magazine the article comes from. That way we have all the information for us here on the audio service. Before you miss an issue of the DX Audio Service, take a look at your address label on the back cover of this particular issue. Look at the top line. That is the date of your expiration. Circle it on your appointment calendar. That's another way you'll notice that it's about to expire. Usually we try to get the information printed on there that you're about to expire about 2 or 3 issues before the actual termination date. And of course, they range from first notice to time to renew to final edition. So be sure to look at that information. And above all, have someone take a look at that information and compare it with your actual address to make sure that we have that number information correct. Sometimes we have had a problem in the past with transposing a number or two. So instead of apartment 24, it's apartment 42. That can cause some problems. So you might want to check your address. And if you do find any discrepancies with that, be sure to send the correct information to Mike at headquarters so we can update the computer listing, and that way you won't miss an issue of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And speaking of membership, we'd like to make a note of two people who have renewed the audio service. That's John R. Herndon down in Memphis, Tennessee, also Tim Carnath. And a new member to the audio service is Kevin Malcolm from the Dalles, Oregon. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Kevin. There's a good friend of mine who lives up in Salem, Oregon. And he used to just chew me up one side and down the other for pronouncing his state incorrectly. There's a little town up by Toledo where they pronounce it Oregon. And if you pronounce that Oregon, you're in deep kimchi. So not knowing the correct pronunciation of the state, I guess I pronounce Oregon incorrectly. So remember, it's Oregon the state, Oregon, the city. Now that we have that information correct, let's move on. From the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts membership newsletter of October-November 1987, they want to make note that on November the 8th, which is Sunday, the Oak Park Amateur Radio Club Swap and Shop will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $4. The site is at the Southfield Convention Center on Evergreen Road between 10 and 11 Mile Roads. For more information from the Oak Park Amateur Radio Club Swap and Shop, you can write to 303 South Vermont Avenue, Royal Oak, Michigan. That's two words. And the zip code is 48067. Also on November the 15th, which is Sunday, the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts' second Lansing Area Meeting will be at Ken Zichi's, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, that's Z-I-C-H-I. The time will be from 2 until 5 p.m., and the location will be 3018 Moyer, M-O-Y-E-R, Road in Williamston, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S-T-O-N, Michigan. And the telephone number is area code 517-655-3238. And it'll be from 2 until 5 p.m. on November the 15th. On December the 4th through the 6th, the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts will hold De-Exposition number 13, which will be held at the Island Lake Recreation Area. And on March the 4th through the 6th, De-Exposition number 14 will be at the Island Lake Recreation Area. The campsite is a frontier cabin at the Island Lake Recreation Area, which is located in Brighton, Michigan. It's a good chance to compare other receivers and antennas in an electronically clean environment. The cost is $6 per night, which is the new rates. Directions to the campsite cabin is I-96 to exit 151. That's Kensington Road. And remember, you have to bring your own camp supplies in for the cabin. And this event is posted, no smoking. But it is a very good chance to do some good DXing. Obviously, no TBI, no AC noise, and a lot of good friendship and good DX. Well, now let's hear from Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. DX News has once again gone back to its fall and winter format of publishing every week, so we have four separate editions of AM Switch to bring you on this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll start with AM Switch number 155 and a lot of call letter changes. On 620, KNGS, Hanford, California becomes KCLQ. 900, WJWL, Georgetown, Delaware will be WSEA. 920, KKAM, Palm Springs, California changes to KDES. 930, WGNT, Huntington, West Virginia will be WAMX. On 1040, the new station in Flemington, New Jersey will be WJHR. 1070, KHPN, Plentywood, Montana, will be KATQ. 1140, KMJJ, North Las Vegas, Nevada, changes to KRSR. On either 1150 or 1160, we're not sure if this station has made its change in frequency, but WQMR, Skowhegan, Maine, will be WSKW. Perhaps the new call letter change signals the change in frequency. We'll have more on that on the next edition. On 1170, WWEE, Collierville, Tennessee, becomes WPLX. 1190, WWLD, Pine Castle, Florida, changes to WAJL. On 1200, the new station in Chicago will be WMXA. 1230, WRLX, Tuscaloosa, Alabama becomes WRRX. 1240, WGGR, Hemming, Minnesota will be WMFG. 1250, WQDE, Albany, Georgia changes to WANL. 1260, WMMM in Westport, Connecticut will be WCFS. 1300 WJFX, Aiken, South Carolina, changes to WRXR. On 1320, WMHI, Coleman, Florida, will change to WWLW. 1340, WKGN, Knoxville, Tennessee, becomes WLIQ. 1390, WCSC, Charleston, South Carolina, changes to WXTC. 1410, KLLB, Lompoc, California, will be KTME. On 1430, WLCB, Buffalo, Kentucky, becomes WXAM. Two changes on 1440, WAJL, Winter Park, Florida, changes to WWLD. And WBGA, Brunswick, Georgia, becomes WGIG. That's its old call, returning. Three changes on 1450. First of all, a new station in Redwater Lake, Florida, we'll tell you about in just a moment. They will be WWAK. KACY in Payette, Idaho changes to KORI, and KEEP, Twin Falls, Idaho becomes KEZJ. 1470, WSVA, Sierra Vista, Arizona will be KMFI. On 1480, WIXR, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina changes to WZJY. There are two changes on 1490. KIKX in Manitou Springs, Colorado will be KRYN. And another new station we'll tell you about in just a moment in Lancaster, New Hampshire on 1490 will be WLGW. And finally, a couple changes on 1580, KPIK in Colorado Springs, Colorado will be KWYD, and WSKT Knoxville, Tennessee changes to WMRE. Applications for new stations in number 155 include on 890, Rosemont, California, 950, Ensley, Florida, 1020, Macedonia, Iowa, on 1580, Manti, Puerto Rico, and on 1600, Dungeness, Washington. Now here are those new stations which were granted in Edition 155 on 700 in Reston, Virginia, 250 watts D1. On 1060, San Antonio, Texas, 250 D3. That station will be a daytime synchronous repeater for KHJK. And the new stations, 1450, Redwater Lake, Florida, they will be 900 watts day and night, U1. And 1490, Lancaster, New Hampshire, will be a kilowatt day and night, U1. Couple application highlights on 1460. KBRZ in Freeport, Texas would like to go full-time by adding 250 watts at night. And on 1590, WJBQ in Gorham, Maine would like to change frequencies to 870 kilohertz, 5,000 day, 500 night. Highlights from grants to existing facilities. On 840, KWDF, the new station in Ball, Louisiana, they've only been on less than a year, has been granted a power increase to 10,000 watts. Daytime only, of course, but that still makes that station now very DXable around sunset. On 1330, WELW, Willoughby, Ohio, goes full-time by adding 340 watts at night. That, by the way, is on the air already. And on 1590, WEHH, Elmira Heights, New York, has been granted full-time. They will add 460 watts at night. Otherness, we see on 660, WXIC, Waverly, Ohio. They are now here in their new frequency, formerly on 1380. On 1100, WGMM in Woodbine, Georgia, this new station is now on the air. On 1140 WCLW, Mansfield, Ohio, this station is off the air permanently. And on 1440 KQKS in Ray, Colorado, this station temporarily silent, pending a sale to new ownership. Now we move on to edition 156. This edition started when we went weekly, so the rest of these will be considerably shorter than 155. Call letter changes on 990 WWMA, Orlando, Florida, changes back to their old call of WHOO. On 1170, WWLB, Bushnell, Florida, becomes WBEA. On 1430, WRCD, Dalton, Georgia, changes to WLSQ. Two changes on 1510, WJRC, Joliet, Illinois, becomes WWHN. And WWWA in Burnettown, South Carolina, I can see why they're changing that call, becomes WTKS. And finally, on 1590, WAWA West Allis, Wisconsin, changes to WLUM. There were no applications or grants in this edition. There were some interesting highlights in otherness, however. On 700, KTBT in Tomball, Texas, new station is on the air. 810, WJXL, Jacksonville, Alabama, new station on the air. 1040, WYFX, The Fox in Boynton Beach, Florida. This station, we understand, is temporarily silent. On 1140, WCLW, Mansfield, Ohio. As we mentioned before, this station went silent on the 3rd of August and is off the air permanently. The people who bought the AM and FM station already owned an AM station in town. Since they can't own two in the market, they took the AM off the air, and 1140 is gone for good in Mansfield. 1350 WNIS, Portsmouth, Virginia. A swap in frequency is about to take place with WRAP 850. When that swap takes place, WNIS will be on 850, and WRAP will be on 1350. On 1440 KXAM, Helotes, Texas, this new station is finally on the air after being a CP for a number of years. On 1460 WOIR, Homestead, Florida, they were silent when they were WRBA, but they have been heard testing and are expected to return to the air soon with a Spanish format. Now we move on to edition number 157 and another pile of call letter changes. We start with two changes on 580 WWPR, Tupelo, Mississippi. Goes back to their former call of WELO, and KRLB, Lubbock, Texas, becomes KJBX. On 640, new station in Kingsley, Michigan, will be WDRQ. On 670, new station in Farragut, Tennessee, will be WBAV. On 700, WCAT, Orange, Massachusetts, changes to WPNS. 750, new station, Gretna, Louisiana, becomes KAIG. 760, new station in Spanish Fort, Alabama, will be WAFK. On 890, a new station in Gladstone, Missouri, that's in suburban Kansas City, will be KGGN. 900, the new station in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is replacing the former 900 station in Nashua, which went dark a couple years ago, or went silent, rather. TV stations go dark, radio stations go silent. I'll try to remember that. Anyway, the new station on 900 in Nashua, New Hampshire, will be WMVU. 970 KZZU, Spokane, Washington, will be KHIT. On 1080 WEKS, Marietta, Georgia, station had been silent. We'll return to the air with a new call, WECA. 1160, new station in Woodville, Florida, will be WTWF. 1170, new station in Lynchburg, Virginia, will be WVZN. 1190, new station in Atlantic Beach, South Carolina, will be WMIW. On 1260, WGBX, Springfield, Missouri, changes to KTTS. This is actually a swap of call letters. We'll get to the other one in a moment. On 1300, KHUG, Phoenix, Oregon, becomes KESI. 1330, WEAW, Evansville, Illinois, changes to WSSY. On 1350, WMRS, Laconia, New Hampshire, will be WLNH. Here's the other part of that call letter swap. 1400, KTTS, Springfield, Missouri, will become KGBX. 1410, WCLO, Leavenworth, Kansas, becomes KCWV. 1430, WIVE, Ashland, Virginia, will be WMMM. 1450, WENZ, Highland Springs, Virginia, becomes WRGF. 1460, WWCN, Albany, New York, goes back to their old call of WOKO. And on 1530, WJXW, Jacksonville, Florida, becomes WJGR. Grants for new stations, there were three. 640, Kingsley, Michigan, will be 10,000 day, 1,000 night U4. 750, Gretna, Louisiana, will be 250 D3. And on 760 in Spanish Fort, Alabama, 5,000 day, 1,000 night U4. Couple interesting applications. On 1080, WHRC, Edwardsville, Illinois, would like to go full-time by adding 337 watts at night. And on 1310, WFAH, Alliance, Ohio, would like to go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. Scanning down through otherness, on 1000, WIQT in Horseheads, New York, they expect to move to 820 by the end of October. Prior to doing that, however, they have sold their old facility on 1000, and then we'll make the move, so both frequencies will remain active in the market. WIQT going to 820 and a new station appearing where they were in 1000. On 1460, KARR, Kirkland, Washington, this silent station is back on the air, another one carrying the satellite-fed family radio religious format. And on 1500, KVSN, Tumwater, Washington, this new station is also now on the air, and they have a religious format. On to edition number 158, call letter changes on 590 CKEY, Toronto, Ontario. Basically, what they're doing is swapping calls with their FM station. CKEY becomes CKO. On 750, new station in New Hope, North Carolina will be WAUG. On 1040, CIOF, Vancouver, British Columbia becomes CKKY. 1210, the new station in Kindersley, Saskatchewan will be CFYM. And on 1260, WELL, Albion, Michigan, changes to WALM. Two grants for new stations on 600 in Ellettsville, Indiana, 500 D3. And on 890 in Pendleton, Oregon, on 2500 D3. Application, there is one interesting application here that may mean something for DX purposes. On 1090 WRBK, Flomaton, Alabama, would like to move their city of license right across the state line that they're on. They would like to go to Cantonment, Florida. In otherness, on 640 WPDB, Atlanta, Georgia, this CP is not on the air, but should be on by the end of the year. And when it is, it will become the new WQXI. WQXI has purchased this CP and has sold their existing facility on 790 to other owners. On 750, WAUG, New Hope, North Carolina, this new station is on the air already. They're running a satellite music network Black Oldies format. 990, KTLE, Thule, Utah, this silent station is back on the air. On 1130, KBMR, Bismarck, Bismarck, North Dakota, their application to move to 710 has been dismissed. 1210, KFYM, Kindersley, Saskatchewan, this new station is on the air. They are rebroadcasting CJYM, 1330. 1250, WREN, Topeka, Kansas, this station has gone off the air, and from all indications, it may be off for good after operating for over 60 years, as the plight of AM stations continues to grow darker. Also on 1250, KGBU, Florence, Oregon, this station is now silent. 1340, KCEM, Aztec, New Mexico, they were silent under the call KKBK. They are back on the air under new call and new ownership with a country format. And it looks like we've come to the bottom of the page. So that'll be it for this edition of AM Switch. You're up to date, and we will see you again in another month on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm Jerry Starr for the National Radio Club's AM Switch column, and now we return you to the magic voice of Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. If you're looking for an interesting gift this Christmas for someone that you know enjoys radio, how about a gift subscription to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service? If someone you know enjoys radio, they'll enjoy the DX Audio Service. Gift subscriptions are $25 per year if the person keeps a cassette, or $12 per year if they return their cassette every month. And as we've done in the past, if you give a gift subscription to someone, we'll put on the beginning of the tape that the tape was a gift from and your name. To get more information on this, all you have to do is write to us here at the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805. And here's a man who's got a gift of gab, Mr. John Bowker.
Well, thanks, Fred. Hi, everybody. This is John Bowker, and today we're going to continue our travelogue up the radio dial, starting today at 1120 kilohertz. And I should repeat, as I do each month at this time, that these are air checks that a number of people have contributed to the DX Audio Service from all over. And if you have any cassette tape recordings of IDs that might improve on what we already have, or from stations that you simply don't hear on the DX Audio Service, you can ship them to me. And at the end of the column here, I'll give you my address. So you listen attentively now as we go from 1120 on up the dial as far as Fred will let us. He gives me a ray look. Yes, it's a death ray when my time is up. So here we go on the November DX Audio Service. This is 1120 kilohertz.
Dodgers are in the field as we pause for identification. This is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
This is Pat Summerall. Stay tuned to Superstar Radio, KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
KMOX St. Louis.
CBS News, Richard C. Hottlett reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
All of this coming to you from KMOX Radio, the voice of St. Louis.
This is WUST in Washington, D.C.
It's 7 o'clock at your favorite station, 11 WKQW, Oil City.
CNN Radio News. Not much to celebrate this Labor Day in the West.
New for Earl Thomas Conley, Fire and Smoke. On 1120 Country, WWOL Buffalo. It's a mostly cloudy Thursday morning, 16 Celsius or 61 degrees Fahrenheit. ABC News Worldwide next at 9 o'clock.
And that's what we have on the 1120 tape for the DX Audio Service. As a matter of fact, that last one, WWOL, that's an historic ID because that station's no longer on the air. They've changed to WNYS. Bob Walker was just up in the Buffalo area recently on his way to the Anarch Convention, and I should have had him get that 1120. Don't worry, Bob, I will go up into Buffalo. I will get in my car and drive 8 hours and get to WNYS for the DX Audio Service. Oh, and a couple of other things, too. Paul Burkhardt, I hope, is going to be keeping a real sharp ear peeled for the new station in Concord, Massachusetts. He and I were chatting about that out in Lima. And, Paul, when that station comes on the air, you know, if you can ship me off a very, very brief tape, that would be terrific. Sure look forward to it. And any other new stations that come on. As a matter of fact, while I've got Paul's attention, when we're talking about 1510 later on, WMRE, I understand, has gone black, or whatever a radio station does, silent maybe. And they're going to be coming back on the air, and they have been once, and then they went off again, and I don't know where they are, so maybe Paul. Paul Burkhardt has been a major contributor to this program, although I haven't had an opportunity to thank him personally yet. He ran a tape recorder on the train on his way between Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts, where he lives, in Leominster, and Lima, Ohio. And came up with a number of real tricky IDs, considering that he was in a train, and usually when you're in a train with a recorder, the sound is terrible. But he came up with some real winners, so I owe him a tape, and I'll have to send that to him. Enough on that. Let's go on now with the DX Audio Service 1130 kilohertz tape for November 1987.
Here is Alan James with the news.
WCXI, 1530.
9.
29 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Good afternoon. This is Alan James with WCXI News at 1.
You're in tune to countrywide radio. That's WAMG 1130 on your radio dial in Gallatin, Tennessee.
WASP, Brownsville, Pennsylvania. Brownsville, WASP News.
This is KWKH Radio in Shreveport as we change our broadcast pattern.
17 bingo.
That's the excitement of Marquette basketball here on Radio 11.
And the excitement starts at 7:40 Saturday night as the Warriors host Manhattan right here on WISN Radio.
WCBX, Eden, where the message is music.
Remember, if someone asks you what radio station you listen to, say WCBX, the entertainer.
Million-selling single from his million-selling album. It's 7:09 on WCAR. This is Lou Henry at you on another nice day in Detroit. Fair, warm, and humid tonight with a low of 65, partly cloudy.
This is WNEW, Metro Media Radio in New York. WNEW, where the melody lingers on.
Well, I guess you can tell where I live, not far from New York, huh? But that's a unique jingle package WNEW has, sort of like WLS is proud of theirs, and WNEW has, from time to time, about once every 5 or 6 years, they have a month where they play their old jingles. I know a number of stations do that, but WNEW's is worth waiting for. And I have about 30 of them here, and I just thought I'd give you a handful there to give you some idea how they sound. Those are all air checks, too. Let's see, the only other thing, the two things that my son John, when he hears this tape, he's going to be very unhappy because the WISN break that I gave you is the best one that I have, and I am absolutely dumbfounded, having not ever spent any time in Milwaukee. I mean, who would want to live in Milwaukee? But except the editor of DX News and the head of the National Radio Club and all that stuff. Anyway, we'll get a good Milwaukee break about a year from now, maybe a year from Labor Day. We'll get all the Milwaukee stations put together beautifully, and so we'll have a good WISN. The reason my son's going to be unhappy, he gets WISN at 11:30 quite well in Valparaiso, Indiana, and we had him on a couple of months ago, if you recall. The other comment I have, when I was visiting him in Valparaiso, which is just south of the city of Chicago, by the way, we recorded that KWKH break, and the KWKH signal, when they change their pattern, absolutely disappears. It doesn't even go down to a flutter. And that's why I let it run just a few seconds extra, because when they changed that pattern, you heard nothing out of Shreveport. What you heard was coming in from Detroit just a little bit out there, and nothing from Minneapolis either. Well, enough on that. Let's move on to the 1140 tape on the DX audio service for November 1987.
All right, this is the 50,000-watt sports voice of Virginia, WRVA, Richmond, covering two-thirds of the nation, and I'm Chuck Noble.
This is 1140 KCMJ Palm Springs.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. Mandatory testing for AIDS is the hot point, prompting both applause and cheers.
There goes the choo-choo down the tracks. There it is. Train of Memories. That's Kathy Batea. 86 degrees, and this is 1140 KCMJ Palm Springs. I'm Craig West, and time for news.
CBS News, I'm Judy Muller. It's
KBIL, Kansas City, Missouri.
KBIL, 1140.
Nice work, kid, nice work.
This is Jimmy Dallas.
Andy Weiner upcoming next at 1 o'clock on NewsWatch 1140. Stay with us.
And now, news from Western New York's entertainer, WCJW, Warsaw.
9 o'clock at KRAK Sacramento.
Computer Kickoff, brought to you by Agway Petroleum, Grant Street, Newcastle. Serving you all year long to bring down the cost of winter. Join me this Friday at 3:30 for College Computer Kickoff, exclusively on 1140 WBZY.
This is WAWK, AM and FM, Kendallville, Indiana. We've got part three of Kaleidoscope.
WQBA, AM, Miami.
Cortando precio. Llegó el momento de...
Well, let's see, we end on a Spanish note. Nice going. Tim Hendel sent that one in. Thank you, buddy. And he lives in Miami, and that makes it real easy. And let's see, other comments. Do you realize that there's a station at 1140 in Mansfield, Ohio, that you didn't hear on that? I have an ID from them on tape, but it's awful. It doesn't even have the name of the city on it. And I don't, when I was out in Lima, I thought I had made a recording of WCLW, is it, in Mansfield, anyway, at 1140. And I haven't run across it yet. Oh, well, what can I tell you? The next time we go through these tapes, we're going to have a lot more stations on them. I think that's the best thing I can say. Okay, otherwise, on the 1140 tape, I don't know of any major comments to make, so let's go on to the 1150 tape for November 1987 in the DX audio service.
Southwesterly winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Currently downtown Seattle, it's 60 degrees. This is the all-new AM 1150, Seattle's special radio, KSPL.
WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware, 8 o'clock.
This is WIMA Lima, where the parade of homes takes place.
And it feels great to dance with myself. Bad Boy Benny Martinez on KIIS, FM in Los Angeles. Your official Madonna concert connection. Number one. Friday night, got a party, baby.
Maziotti resigns.
Songs you like best. The news you need on the Metro Station. WMET.
An optimistic note on arms control. I'm Diane Kepley on the Satellite News Network. That note was sounded by...
Go to pieces and I cry.
Beginning Saturday, October 10th, Roger plays Swing in the Record Room from 6 till 9, and All That Jazz premieres from 9 to 1, where weekends are special, 1150 WDEL Wilmington at 6 o'clock. Now from the WDEL Newsroom, here's Matt Lakovich.
Good evening. We have sunny skies, 69 degrees.
72 expected for Sunday. In Rockford, currently cloudy skies, a little light rain, and 62 degrees.
And now, Andy Haynes with the best in the country on WKKN.
WHMC Gaithersburg, the Orioles baseball station.
WHMC time, it's 8 o'clock. WHMC temperature, 52 degrees.
Wally Anderson with you over WCNX in Middletown.
This is Radio 1150 KCKY Coolidge, Arizona, serving the Casa Grande, Gila, and the Salt River Valleys.
This is John Miller, KDEF Roadrunner News.
From Lehighton, Pennsylvania, WYNS, top of the hour news.
Fly carefree, we love you. Here at Radio 1150, WCRK.
This has been WLOC Radio News.
WRU and Utica with 50 minutes of music coming up next hour on the Bill Bailey Show.
All Comedy Radio.
WJOK.
1150 AM.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Howell.
WBAG, AM and FM, Burlington and Graham, North Carolina.
Wimex Summer of Fun here on
1150 WMEX Boston.
All oldies, all the time.
1958.
WHUE Boston.
WACQ Boston, a broadcast service of Plow Incorporated at just about 6 o'clock.
Radio Boston, WCOP.
Broadcast Service of Plow.
Hot afternoon, sometime in June, sitting on the front porch waiting on the moon.
Incorporated.
Talking to my neighbor next door ain't never ever very much fun.
WCUE Cuyahoga Falls.
Jacques André, toutes les nouvelles à Radio Mutuelle.
Let's see JRC in Ottawa, and they are 11:50. I figured if we could end the 11:40 tape with Spanish, we could end the 11:50 tape with French. Now, there are several comments I'd like to make there, because some of those stations didn't have any cities identified. WLOC, for instance, that is in Munfordville, Kentucky. WCRK was recorded, when I recorded it, was in Morristown, North Carolina. That was in April of 1971. And WMET that you heard near the beginning of that, kind of a noisy tape. I can do better than that, and next time around I will. That's the third set of call letters for Gaithersburg, because you heard WHMC and you heard WJOK. So that with WMET, that's the same station, just repeated over and over again. 1150 seems to be full of that, doesn't it? Now, I can't leave this month without sharing with you just a terrible tape that I have mechanically. It was recorded out near where Ernie Cooper lives of 1150. WACQ was the call sign in Boston at that time. And I'm sure you realize that each station in the United States is required to give its call sign and its city of license once an hour, as close to the hour as possible, without interrupting the natural flow of the program. That's the way the FCC rule reads in pertinent part. So if you just say WACQ, you haven't given a legal ID. If you say 1150 in Boston, that's not legal either. So let's just tune in. This goes back to an August day, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago now, as I was driving back from Long Island, from Cape Cod, I should say, coming back home to New Jersey, and I just happened to have the radio recorder tuned in on this. Let's listen in.
Rain is zip today, 10% tonight, and 20% on Tuesday. Right now it's 21 Celsius, 69 Fahrenheit. I'm Michael Page, WACQ News, just ahead of J. William Charles in music.
WACQ, a broadcast service of Plow Incorporated. Good morning, Boston. Thanks, Jack. It's a holiday. Give me a break. This is Starbuck and Moonlight Feels Right at the Q.
I just thought that was worth sharing with you. You get the darndest things if you just listen to the radio enough. I mentioned at the beginning of this tape that if you have some IDs that put some of those you've heard here to shame, or have stations that I haven't given you here on tape, please send them in, and I will endeavor to give credit where credit is due. And a standard cassette is just perfect if it's a good quality cassette. That WACQ tape was made on one of those $3.99 tapes. And long ago I learned, don't try to use those for archival purposes at all. The oxide just seems to fall off them, I don't know. And that's what you heard there. Half my recordings from Baltimore are the same way, as I have mentioned on earlier tapes. My name is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. My mailing address is 14 Canoe Brook Drive, and that's spelled C-A-N-O-E, Brook Drive. Princeton, P-R-I-N-C-E-T-O-N, Junction, and we usually write that just three letters, J-C-T. The state is New Jersey, and the zip code is 08550. That wraps it up from here, Fred. You take it away.
Okay, John, will do. And that wraps up side one of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for November 1987. On side two of this cassette, we'll hear about the raising of Radio Caroline. We'll also have Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope, some interesting information on a different kind of format, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.